This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Doug and Danny Show rolls on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Cox Classic 2010 edition. Round two is underway here at Champions Rung. Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis as we take a look at the up-to-the-minute leaderboard. And your leader right now, as he has been most of the day, is Kyle Thompson. He has come out and put together a nice round so far today. And for Thompson, he is currently 13-under for the tournament. After firing a nice 8-under, he was a co-leader yesterday. So 5-under through 12 today. The other co-leader, Mr. Bodich, is expected to join us here before 1 o'clock on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also right now, making a move, Aaron Watkins is 4-under through 10, 10-under for the tournament right now. There are three others at 9-under. Tommy Gainey, who, if he wins the tournament, gets the immediate promotion to the PGA Tour. He's 4-under through his round today, has two holes to go, but sits at 8-under. There are a ton of folks at 8-under, including Jason Gore. He's 4-under today with just three holes left to play on his round today. Trying to give you a few updates here. A.J. Elgar got off to a great start. He has bogeyed a hole, so he's 7-under for the tournament, 3-under for his first eight holes so far here today. And that puts him in a tie for 27th. A lot of the guys that were at the top of the leaderboard early yesterday, it seemed like most of the scoring came early yesterday, and then the guys that played in the afternoon, a lot of 4- and 5-unders. Let's take a look at a couple of the other guys from the area. Brandon Crick and John Peterson are both 2-under through the front nine today. They have just played that reachable par 4 ninth, and both are 2-under, so they are 5-under. It looks like that cut's going to be right around, we're guessing, 5 or 6-under par. So if you can get to the back nine, and they did tee off on one today, and it would seem like the front nine's a little easier to score on, although Peterson played the back nine yesterday at 3-under and played the front nine even par. So a decent start. If they can get it maybe another 2-under, shoot 4-under 67s today, that should guarantee them making the cut for the weekend. And this is Brandon Crick's first professional tournament. John Peterson made the cut last year for the first time. So there's an update. Scott Gucheski yesterday shot a 4-under par 67, which at the time when he walked off the course had him tied for 11th. Right now he tees off here in about an hour and 45 minutes. 4-under par has him tied for 52nd place, so he'll have some work to do when he gets back on the course. And we had a chance to catch up with Scott yesterday, and Scott had some problems coming home. He played the back nine and then played the front nine after that, so he got to number 5 and number 6. A couple of holes in there, one of those a par 5 where he had some trouble. And Scott, that's a couple of places where maybe a couple shots got away from you.
Yeah, that's accurate. Not a very good drive on 5. Hit a decent, hit it about the only place I could. About 20 feet, just rolled over the edge and kind of made a mess of 6. About a 6 foot of a par. And it cut a little bit of the hole, but it really didn't have much of a chance going in.
But you did come back. You birdied two of those final three holes to get you to a 67.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. You hate to make bogeys out here because you feel like they feel like doubles. But it's hard to stay patient out here because you feel like you got to shoot so low. We had a little different wind today, which I think made it maybe play a smidge, not necessarily tougher, but just different. So some of the guys might not be used to that. But I mean, it's the same thing. You got to keep making birdies and give yourself lots of chances.
Scott Gucheski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Cox Classic. As you expected, a good crowd following on day one, Scott.
Yeah, we had a pretty good showing for as early as we were going off. It was fun to see some people out.
What's it like being back home, Scott, and how were those crowds?
It was fun. It's always fun to play here. People always come out, not just to see me, but see everybody. It's fun to see, we have a lot of events that we don't get a lot of, big crowds, and it's fun to see it, especially, for Thursday, we had a ton of people out here.
When you play a lot of events throughout the year, this one still holds a special place in your heart, knowing maybe this is what really kick-started things for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. This was a special tournament before I got to play in it. And then, them giving me an opportunity and kind of getting things going, thanks to them helping me out, makes it real special.
It's 4-under a number you live with, 3 4-unders, and then somebody always pops a big round. You expect to have a real low round?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can shoot 4-under, you know, you can shoot. I mean, 3-under feels like it's not great. 4-under feels okay. One better is always one better. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's just, you know, you just want to keep going. Hopefully one day, you shoot 7, 8, 9 and back it up with, you know, a couple 4 and 5s and you might get a top 10 out here.
You got a young man in Brandon Crick, Nebraska native, making his pro debut today. If you, I don't know, I doubt that you had talked to him, but if you had, what would you tell him about maybe your experiences when you started out here and what he should expect on and off the course with nerves and things like that today?
Yeah, I played 9 holes with Brandon Tuesday, and I've played with Brandon before and talked to him before. He's got a lot of game. He's just got to stay patient. I think that's the hardest thing about this golf course. You know, if you get through 6, 7, 8 holes and you're not 2 or 3 under, you feel like you're getting lapped. But, you know, you just stay patient, you know, and look at this week as a great opportunity to learn make the most of it.
You're looking to carry some momentum. Something early in the round happened good to you and just carry that through. It sounds like if you want 16 or 17 birdie putts, I mean, you got to start something early to get something going.
Well, I mean, you want to hit a lot of greens. You don't want to be – I mean, I think, you know, you want to stay patient. You want to hit a lot of greens, so you have a lot of opportunities. You start going hunting for the flags, you start missing greens, and you're scrambling for pars. And you don't want to be scrambling for pars when, you know, it's 20-something under is going to win the event. You know, you want to be giving yourself, you know, looks for birdie and easy pars.
State of your game right now is trying to stay in that top 25. Where do you think you are right now overall?
Getting better. I had Shuhart up here yesterday, helped me with my putting a little bit, and rolled the ball a lot better today. So hopefully we'll keep getting better and better as the week goes on.
Scott Gucheski from Omaha originally shot a 4-under par 67 yesterday, and he'll tee off this afternoon at 145 here at Champions Run. So we'll see if Scott can kind of keep it moving along. And Daddy, get a chance now live here to chat with another area product that is trying, like an Elgert, like a Crick, to use the status here at the Cox Classic to improve his young career.
Yeah, former Husker as well, Brady Snell, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brady, thanks so much for stopping by today.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, Brady, obviously we just talked with Scott. We talked about the numbers out here yesterday. First off, talk about getting the opportunity just to play in the Cox Classic here in Omaha, here in Nebraska.
Yeah, I love being here. It's like, you know, it's like home. Coming back here, I hope to play here whenever I get the chance. You know, maybe even whether I'm on the big tour someday, to come back here and just play and just have some fun that week. And it's a great tournament. It's my favorite tournament on the tour so far. I mean, I know I'm a little biased, but I'm sure you would hear a lot of guys say the same thing. So it's good to be back.
Brady, obviously not the start you wanted to get off to yesterday. Was it the driver? Was it the putter? Was it work? What was it?
I just got off to an awful start. I drove it. Perfect on both holes, and just hit a couple 4-iron shots and made a mess of the first 4 holes, and it just kept adding up. And out here you can make some birdies to get it back, but for some reason I just couldn't right the ship yesterday. And I was actually 6 over par at one point, got back to 4, birdied 16 and 18 out of all holes. I can't birdie an easy one out there, but I can birdie those holes, so I got it back to 4.
Mindset going out today, then if you can throw down one of those, I guess, really big numbers or low numbers, I guess we should say, you can stick around for the weekend. But I'm guessing, as most of the golfers have ever told us, play better than you did yesterday and see where that takes you.
Right. That's all you can do. And, I mean, this course, we've seen it giving up plenty of low numbers throughout the years. So there's certainly a 62, 61 out there today. Just got to go find it, and I need it. So if I want to be around for the weekend and out here playing, I need to go get one of those like they have in the past. So.
Brady, everybody wants to know, when you compare courses out there, where does this Champions course stack up comparatively to those other ones you guys play?
Well, I've never seen Champions as one of those courses where, you know, mid 20 under is going to win, like we've had a couple times this year. Just because it's got a few good holes, you get by, and then the greens are always so good. You know, if you get it within that 15, 20-foot circle, you know, and you're putting well and starting online, it's not going to go offline too much. So I think guys just really like the greens, and they can make the putts when they're inside a good range.
Former Husker Brady Schnell joined us here at the Cox Classic on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Catch the folks up on your year overall, how you think your career is going at this point.
It's been a tough year so far for whatever reason. You know, you hear the same thing from guys over and over. The putts just aren't falling. And when that happens, you start to press a little bit. And there's been no momentum to my year. You know, I'll make a cut, and then I'll miss a cut. And then it's been frustrating, but I came in this tournament starting to play better. And yesterday, just, you know, I had one of those rounds that happens every once in a while, and I had it at the absolute wrong time. So this year hasn't been the best, but on this tour, you can make a big move in 1 week. So that's what I got to hope to do.
Well, and Stephen Bowditch is a perfect example. He had been struggling. Last week had one of his better showings, and then after one round, he's the co-leader today, and we're expected to talk with him here in about a half an hour. So everybody on this tour seems to be very close to the same plane. You can look at that leaderboard and you go, really? You know, that's kind of the feeling. Do the players have that same kind of feeling?
Yeah, it's just that this tour is so deep, you know. I mean, there's so many good players. I mean, if you look at guys, every week there's a great couple players that are at the bottom of the leaderboard after the first day, you know, and then there's some unexpected guys at the top of the leaderboard. So, and this week's certainly no different. I mean, it's just, if the putts aren't falling, I mean, it's just such a game of momentum, and this tour is so deep, anybody can strike it at one time.
You have a couple, three favorites of guys that you've been around, played some golf with, that you kind of cheer for on the side?
I certainly cheer for Gooch, being a Nebraska boy. You know, and I've got some friends that I've met along the way the last couple years down in Arizona, and certainly cheer them on. But right now, I'm getting to know some of the guys slowly but surely. I like to cheer for Goosh and guys like that.
What's the highlight been, either a travel spot, a tournament you've played, a round you've played? What's something that already sticks out in your pro career?
Wow. This year?
Just in the last couple, 3 years. Because us Nebraska boys don't get to go out and go to all these great places like you do.
Well, I think, you know, each year I've moved up the ranks, so to speak. Like, first year out of college, I didn't get through Q school, and I played the Dakotas Tour and did really well up there. And then last year I played the Canadian Tour, qualified for that, won the qualifier, and then this year I got out here. So that's important. That's more important than any one round or anything, because if you can just continue to get better year after year, then eventually you're going to find your way up on the top. And as much as I've struggled, I still got to keep that in mind, that I am where I am because I've played well and I've got the game to be here. It just hasn't quite come out yet. So,
Brady, you bring up Q school. Everybody says that's one of the toughest grinds that anyone will have to go through. Is it the toughest grind you've ever had to go through?
Yeah. I mean, when you get to that final stage, it's six rounds. Six rounds in Florida this year. Rain threatening you every day, wind, water, out of bounds. I mean, it all comes into perspective when you're at Q school. There's nothing left out. So
I had a nightmare like that once.
Well,
all of those things at once, and it had nothing to do with Q school.
It's a lot easier with pretty girls chasing you.
There you go. Brady tees off at 1:55 this afternoon. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to finding your name towards the top of the leaderboard every single week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Brady Schnell, former Husker golfer, joining us here live from the Cox Classic in Omaha on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Pleasure that you're with us. We've got another hour still to go. Let's get a sports update when we come back. Just around the corner, our Big 12 football preview is going to continue with Missouri quarterback Blaine Gabbert. We also expect to be joined by Steve Bowditch. He was a first-round co-leader, so all that coming up and more right after this.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
For a limited time, receive a free bottle of water pills with purchase of Reveal only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney on 2nd Avenue north of Sun Mart's.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation
Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Former Nebraska defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh and Iowa State distance runner Lisa Cole have been named the Big 12 Athletes of the Year. Suh was a number 2 pick in the NFL draft by Detroit after being named a finalist for the Heisman Trophy and winning several national awards. He graduated in December and recently donated $2.6 million to Nebraska. Suh is the only Nebraska lineman to lead the team in tackles in consecutive seasons. Cole is a 4-time NCAA champion, with 3 of the titles coming this year. She won the indoor 5,000 meters and the outdoor 5,000 and 10,000 meters. She graduated in 3 years and is currently in her second year of veterinary school at Iowa State. The Tri-City Storm has announced their 60-game regular season schedule for the 2010-2011 season. The Storm will open the regular season at the Viero Event Center on Friday, October 1st against the Lincoln Stars and finish the season against the Stars at home on Saturday, April 9th. Tri-City will play 8 games each against Fargo, Lincoln, Omaha, Sioux City, and Sioux Falls, and only 2 games each against Des Moines, Dubuque, and the rest of the league. Andy Sajovic came from 5 strokes down with 16 holes to play to win the Nebraska State Amateur Golf Championship yesterday at the Happy Hollow Country Club in Omaha. Sajovic, who is a freshman at UNC Charlotte, shot a final round 2-under par 69 for a 4-round total of 282. Former Nebraska golfer Ryan Neatfelt was second with a 284. Andy's dad, John, and Mike Copeman of Lincoln tied for third with a 288. And Ty Wigington's sacrifice fly in the 11th inning broke the game's final tie. And the Baltimore Orioles beat the Kansas City Royals 6-5 last night to snap a 5-game losing streak. Same two teams will play tonight at 7:10 at Kauffman Stadium. Pre-game show begins at 6:35 here on ESPN Radio. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
The Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier seeks and destroys mold and mildew associated with flooding and water damage. If you've recently had water damage or flooding and are looking for a way to eliminate odors and protect your family against the health risks mold can bring into your home, you need the Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier by Sunheat. The Mountain Air also relieves symptoms associated with allergies, asthma, and respiratory problems. Get your Mountain Air today at Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Big 12 Media Day continues, brought to you by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, as we are live here in Dallas, Texas. Missouri up on day 2, and Daddy, some folks have this man as possibly winning the Offensive Player of the Year award, and I think if Missouri is going to do what Missouri wants to do, he's going to have a pretty darn good season, and a lot of folks back home know this young man, or at least have heard of him.
Yeah, Blaine Gabbert joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, brought to you by Bruce Furniture down here in the Dallas Metroplex. So, Blaine, thanks so much for stopping by today, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, Missouri is getting some respect, but everybody's picking Nebraska, and I guess that still always comes up when Blaine Gabbert is going to talk to somebody from Nebraska is all of this and the games that have been played and your decisions and all things like that. Has all of that been put to rest and you are now Missouri's quarterback, and even though it got away last year, you're focused on doing what you can do this year?
Yeah, all the recruiting stuff, that's in the past. That was, 3 years ago now, and now we're just looking at Nebraska as another game on the schedule.
You know, it's weird. It's been 3 years. Mm-hmm. You're entering a junior season. Everybody's got such high expectations for you. But if Missouri's offense is going to go, you're going to be the one to take it there. How comfortable are you running this offense and being the leader of this team?
Oh, extremely comfortable. Having been here, like we said, 3 years now, just getting the repetitions every day in practice just helped me tremendously. And going through last spring, I feel like I have an unbelievable grasp of the offense along with our other starters.
Blaine Gabbert with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. How much did you learn last year in your first really big run through the Big 12 Conference and taking over for what has been a good line of quarterbacks there at Missouri? How much better do you think you are today than where you sat at this time last year?
Oh, a ton. Just getting the game experience. That's the whole key to playing football. The more game experience you get, the better you will be. So just going into this offseason, having that game experience made me that much better.
Well, one thing you're not going to have is Denario Alexander, mm-hmm. a playmaker for you last year. Huge part of the offense. I believe 46 or 48% of this offense went through him. Your thoughts on that and replacing him?
Oh, last year, Denario was a tremendous asset to us. He was open a lot of the time, so he got the football. But there's guys waiting in line to step in. There was a big spring this year for Michael Agnew, Wes Kemp, T.J. Moe, Jarrell Jackson. All these guys are just waiting in line to step up and catch some balls.
You mentioned Agnew. What position does this guy play? It looks like he's a flex, hybrid, tight end, wide receiver, tail. Do you have him in the backfield at times?
They always told me he's a Martin Rucker type. He's just a big, fast tight end, and he's going to fill a big void for us this season.
Blaine Gabbert's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've also got solid running game. Talk about that running game.
Yeah, Derek Washington's here right now, but along with him we got two other extremely good backs in Devin Moore and Kendall Lawrence, and they're just waiting to get the ball too. So along with me in the backfield, we have a solid crew running back.
Blaine, talk a little bit about your defense, how much confidence you have in them this year. They've lost some pieces, trying to replace some pieces as well.
Well, show me what they had this spring really kind of gained my confidence, and they played tremendous ball throughout the entire spring practice season, and they have a lot of confidence right now. Of course, last season go the way we all wanted it to, but the confidence they have in themselves, that's really shown on the field.
Alden Smith, 11.5 sacks last year. Mm-hmm. He returned. He was defensive newcomer of the year in the Big 12.
Yeah, he's a freak. That's all I really can say about Alden, but he's been working hard this offseason to get even better than he was last year.
Blaine, talk about starting the season with Illinois. When very few programs get to start with what is considered your main rival, and it kind of sets the tone for the season.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We start with Illinois and end with Kansas. Those are two big rivalry games. But no, Illinois is a great team. I think they're starting quarterbacks in Kansas City, so got a little home state rivalry. But no, it's going to be a great game. They got a bunch of people coming back, so it should be pretty fun.
Blaine Gabbert led the Big 12 Conference in efficiency rating last year, 140.5, Doug. If you're going to be that efficient again, though, Blaine, you're going to have a running game to go with these receivers. Talk about it a little bit. Do you have the running game in place, and are you ready to go?
Oh, of course we do. It's just when it comes down to running the football, it's just about execution. It's about doing your job. And what we worked on in spring and throughout summer is just focus on what you got to do to be successful.
You guys didn't really have problems scoring points last year. What about the defense and what you're seeing from them since you get the opportunity to go up on them on a daily basis?
It's just a new confidence. They know what they got to do, and that's just stop the opposing team so we can get the ball back and score some points.
You feel any pressure? I guess that's always a weird question to ask a guy because you're not on the field at the moment, but a lot more expectations of you from everybody, not just your teammates and your fans, but from everybody. Does that bother you? You're getting more interviews, you're getting more things going on?
Oh, no, not at all. It's just our team has high expectations for ourselves, so we just have a kind of a added sense of urgency to things. So we're just trying to go out there and have some fun.
Blaine Gabbert, quarterback for the Missouri Tigers. Blaine, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great day and enjoy the season. Stay healthy.
Yes, sir.
Blaine Gabbert on the Doug and Daddy Show here from Dallas on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Of course, Missouri, a lot of people believe this is going to be a big game with the Huskers coming up for the North title. And if that is the case, it's Missouri and Nebraska in Lincoln on October 30th, the day before Halloween.
He's big, Doug. Well, you're right. You're exactly right. He's a, you know what, he's going to be one of the quality players in this league. Turns a lot of heads. You know, the quarterback position always turns heads. And you know what, fine young man. Look you right in the eye. And I know it was hard for him when he decommitted from the University of Nebraska. That's put behind him. We didn't need to rehash that. But he's the leader of this team, and that's what it's going to be if Missouri's going to make some noise. Now they've got to do it in Lincoln. We'll see if they can do it and rise to that challenge. I think that Nebraska, just talent-wise, has probably got the edge on them, and hopefully at home can take care of business in that ballgame.
Well, I think defense is going to be the key here. I think they've got the pieces in place offensively. They've got some guys that can play multiple positions, as you pointed out there. They've got a couple of guys that can run that tight end position. When we talked with Gabe DeArmond earlier this month, he said, well, I'm not even sure some of the guys that people are putting up there as first and second team all-conference are even going to be starters. Well, that tells you something about your depth when you've got that kind of talent.
Yeah, it certainly does. And you know, it's weird. Everybody, when you come to Big 12 Media Days, is so excited for the season. You know what, 3 years ago we had Baylor saying they're going to be national champions, and you know, everybody shakes their head a little bit at that, but you know, everybody's so healthy, everybody's so confident. You know, it's the first 2 weeks, really, see how the season, people progress and propel themselves into the season.
Not a wordy young man.
No?
Very to the point.
Yeah, you know, much like Kevin Kugler at 1620 in the zone in Omaha.
Yeah, they would be the opposite. He would talk more, and Blaine would just give him a couple of answers. You're exactly right about that. Hey, don't forget to later on this week, we will be in Omaha at the Cox Classic Thursday and Friday. More Big 12 football talk, more golf from the Nationwide Tour event, which involves a few names that you know, like a Brandon Crick, like a John Peterson, and a few others. Plus, more from Big 12 Media Days. Coming up on Wednesday, Kansas, Colorado, and then the Big Two in the South, Oklahoma and Texas. So that's what's going on here. We've got a lot more from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Go to brucefurniture.com and check out all of the great things and get your home set to go. Plus, they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, brucefurniture.com, Kearney Hastings, and, of course, in Holdridge. We'll take a break and be back with more of Big 12 Conference Football Media Days live from Dallas after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
Rounding third, coming home.
That's Blair down the right field line. It's there. Into the corner it goes.
Trying to secure their first Class A American Legion State Championship in 20 years. Kearney Runza, hosting Associated Fire Protection at Papillion Lavista South. Kearney's Memorial Field, 6 o'clock Saturday night. Pack Memorial Field. Help Kearney Runza take home that hardware. 6 o'clock Saturday night, a Class A State American Legion Championship.
And fairly deep. Got a shot. And it's going to fly away.
With Easy Auction, you can save half on ladies' watches from Imperial Jewelers in downtown Hastings. Or nearly half on a 14-karat yellow and white gold diamond pendant. Or save on gifts from A Perfect Gift, saving half on $25 certificates. A few minutes to save a whole lot of dollars. It's Easy Auction. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
It's grassroots racing at its finest at Cam Raceway, coming out for a night of family and friendly fun. From the 4-year-old rookie go-karts all the way up to the 600 Outlaw Micro Sprints, all racing on a 1/8-mile short dirt track, it should provide for a night of exciting, super-fast, seat-of-your-pants, spilling-your-drink racing. So grab your family and grab some friends and head on out to the track for some Friday night excitement. Grandstands open at 7 and racing starts at 8. Admission is $5 for adults and children 12 and under are free. It's grassroots racing at its finest and it's only at Cam Raceway.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community using partnerships with other like-minded groups. Here's Pete McConnell, the executive director of the Crossroads Center Mission, talking about their association with the Hastings Family YMCA.
At Crossroads, of course, being a homeless shelter, there's not a lot of recreation area available there, especially with the high volume of people that are staying there right now. So it's something that our guests can look forward to. They know if they really put 100% into this program, they're trying really hard, they're getting their lives back on track, they know that they're going to have the opportunity to access the services at the YMCA. And we find that it's really something that they look forward to.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and organizations like the Crossroads Center Mission are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
Here's a look at our forecast. Throughout our Friday, partial sunshine, chance for an isolated rain shower thunderstorm, varying winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, high near 90 for tonight, overnight low on the balmy side near 70 degrees, currently 82.
Oh no, I heard them bad boys coming. Can't stop now. Gotta continue my running.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Of course, Blaine Gabbert joining us from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture in downtown Kearney and Holdridge and on South Marion Road in Hastings. They want you to be happy, and they want your living room, dining room, bedroom, den comfortable for you as we head into the fall and winter months, whether you're watching football, college, pro, golf, basketball, baseball, playoffs, it doesn't matter what it is, you can be comfortable in your new setting. From Bruce Furniture, Kearney Hastings, and Holdridge.
That's one thing about those guys. You want an appointment after hours because you're looking for something special and one private individual attention, give them a call. Mike or Doug meets you right there. They do it all.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to join us on the show today. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Buck Showalter named the manager of the Orioles yesterday. The Orioles were so fired up, they went out and won a ballgame.
Yeah, you know, just when the Royals got the lead and you thought maybe the Royals would have an opportunity to win a ballgame, punch right in the mouth again. Yep, Buck Showalter is the new manager. Hey, Roy Oswalt goes to the Phillies too, Doug.
I find that somewhat of a surprise. I thought the Phillies were sitting in good shape. They were making up some ground here. They're on a 7-game winning streak, 8-game winning streak now, I think it is. They bring in Oswalt. They're going to be hitting their stride here, but I'm surprised that that's where Oswalt ended up.
Well, 6-12, although his ERA is 3.42, so not getting a whole lot of run support to have a record like that, but we'll have to wait and see. It certainly looks like a great rotation if you're a Phillies fan.
So that's what's going on a little bit in the world of sports. Also, Daddy, coming up Monday on the show, we want to let folks know that Brandon Crick will be joining us. Jared Crick. Now, smack me. Maybe it'll be Brandon Crick. Heck, if he comes back and wins this thing, he will be joining us. But Jared Crick, Husker from Cozad, will be joining us.
Yeah, okay. We're looking forward to that. That's super. I can't wait. You know, we've got a little golf news from right here at the Cox Classic, Doug. John Peterson had just almost, and you say almost in golf, he almost aced 12 yesterday. Well, he almost...
Which was a par 3, 202-yarder.
Which was a... Now, this today is number 9, the Chip Beck hole, which you saw the hole-in-one on, which for Eagles out here, you get cheap beer, as Stu mentioned. So the crowd loves JP because he just missed the hole-in-one on 9. Rolls it in for Eagle, and he's right back in the thick of things.
He and Jared Crick actually birdied 10, so he is at 6 under par, and John Peterson is at 5 under par, and that's kind of the number we're thinking, that the folks are thinking that it's going to take to make the cut, a very red number to make the cut here in Omaha. Also, some hockey news to talk about, Daddy. The Storm have announced their 60-game regular season schedule. They'll open the regular season at the Viero Event Center Friday, October 1st, against the Lincoln Stars, and finish the season against the Stars at home Saturday, April the 9th. Some notable home games this season. They'll have a New Year's Eve game against the Omaha Lancers and a New Year's Day matchup against the new team from Muskegon. Also, Stormy is going to celebrate his 11th birthday on December 11th as the Storm play the Fargo Force in an afternoon game at 3:05. Tri-City is going to play 8 games against Fargo, Lincoln, Omaha, Sioux City, and Sioux Falls. Only 2 games against 2 other teams in their division, Des Moines, Dubuque, and the rest of the teams in the league. And once again, Daddy, I say the USHL botches it again. Every year, the schedule is wrong. Just make it 2 leagues. You play Des Moines twice, and they're in your division, and you have to play these guys to get into the playoffs? What is going on?
That certainly seems a little bit strange, and usually we view it as Tri-City getting snubbed again. Now the home dates obviously balance out. We've been just haven't had that many home dates early in the season, and sometimes they try and avoid that because of Husker football and because of other things going on. But nonetheless, yes, certainly looks like a big question mark again as to why that would happen.
Well, name any other sport anywhere where you don't play everybody in your division the same amount of times. And they're talking about travel. Fargo, we played 8 times, and you played Des Moines twice.
Yeah.
When we get back and get settled in, we get closer to the season, we will be getting into the USHL and getting some answers. This is idiotic. This makes no sense. You bring more teams into the league, yet you don't change your schedule up one bit. You still play Lincoln and Omaha 8 times. You want to see these other teams. You want to play these other teams. Heck, last year it was a 4 game. You go on the road for 2, they come to your place for 2. Is it laziness and scheduling? I saw this in a non-hockey season, and it just made me once again go, why do you continue to mess something up when you're trying to bring people in and continue a good thing, which the Storm does so well at with all the folks up there, starting with Greg and everybody that's up with the Storm organization. I just don't get it one bit. I don't get it one bit. The travel thing is what they put here. The top 6 teams in these 8-team divisions make the playoffs. It's just crazy.
The top 6 in the 8th, So, but yeah, you better make the playoffs. It's just one of those things. Yeah, it'd be something interesting to find out because Des Moines is a heck of a lot closer than it is to go to Fargo.
Well, I know Skip and Todd and Greg and the gang up there, heck, they may shoot us an email or call us, but we'll talk with them next week on the show. It just made me want to beat my head into the wall. The Storm will open with a 4-game homestand October 1st and 2nd, Lincoln and Omaha. October 8th and 9th, they welcome in Green Bay and Youngstown. And then later on, they actually have a 6-game homestand from November 26th to December 11th. So they're going to be a little home heavy early on. And then you get into January and early February, they will play 8 of 9 games on the road, including their trip to Fargo and heading out to Youngstown and to Indiana. So from mid-January to mid-February, they only have 2 home games, and they will play 10 on the road. So there is a key stretch when we get to that point of the season.
Yeah, one of those. Hey, you hope to come out of a 500, probably a game above 500 would be perfect, and get back to your home confines. Obviously, they're going to be able to set the table though before that with some home dates, so hopefully they can get a lead and I'll just maintain it throughout that stretch.
After that long road trip, they will then have a 7-game homestand from February 18th to March 5th, Sioux City, Fargo, Omaha, Sioux Falls, Sioux City, Omaha, Sioux Falls. They don't play Sioux Falls on back-to-back nights or Sioux City on back-to-back nights, but they make them travel. I don't know, but then at the end of the season, after that 7-game homestand, they will have 8 games on the road and 4 games at home to wrap up the season. So when they're home, they're going to be home for a while, and when they're on the road, they're going to be on the road for a while.
Looking forward to a lot of Storm action this fall and winter and spring. Give them a call at the Storm offices. Secure your season tickets today.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Cox Classic in Omaha. More to come after this.
Looking for the best deal on high-quality tires? Then now is the time to get to Big O Tires during our red, white, and blue tag sale.
Save $100 on all red tag sets of tires, $50 off all white tags, and $30 off all blue tags.
It's Big O Tires, and that means big savings because every tire in the store is on sale now.
You will save big money during our red, white, and blue tag sale, so don't miss it.
Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough tarps.
Let's take a look at where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in giant screen theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Super Screen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KLN KGIN Television and by the stations of White River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9. KHS Radio, Hastings Link, 1230 AM, and ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
I'm not comfortable with this. I think Jason should go to college now. I don't want him putting this off. He's already talked to a recruiter. Could you just talk some sense into it?
I understand, but I think if you just listen to him, you'll see. His decision makes a whole lot of sense. He wants to go to college right now, but he also wants to serve. That's why he's been talking to a National Guard recruiter.
The National Guard gives young men and women the unique opportunity to serve their country and communities part-time while they attend college.
You know, we've also got to figure out how we're going to pay for all this. The way things are these days, tuition, room and board, they're through the roof. And with our finances...
No, honey, don't worry. He's worked that out with the Guard recruiter, too.
Plus, with the National Guard scholarship and other financial benefits, college students can graduate debt-free. Get to know what serving in the National Guard can do for your son or daughter. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nebraska National Guard, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Just arrived this week at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, a beautiful and hard-to-find 2007 Mercury Mountaineer. It's a premium all-wheel drive with third-row seats, sunroof, leather, rear DVD, and navigation and sync. Just $24,005. Look at this, a 2006 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4x4 has sunroof and leather, just $17,009. How about a 2003 Pontiac Grand Am SE, four-door, sporty, economical, and well-cared for, just $7,500. They won't last long. Stop and see us today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
We're back at the 19th hole, the big tent just off 18 is where, of course, they put it. The Cox Classic, presented by Lexus of Omaha. Day two is rolling along. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, glad you're along with us as our road show wraps up. We've been in Dallas at Big 12 Media Days. We've been on the road. We've been here at the Cox Classic the last couple of days. We're back in studio on Monday. Jared Crick will join us on the show coming up on Monday as our Big 12 football preview continues for the Huskers, our Cozad native. Getting a lot of publication, a lot of headlines. He's going to join us on Monday. Plus, going to talk a little baseball here in just a second. And we are also hoping to get the opportunity to chat with co-first-round leader Stephen Bowditch here at the Cox Classic. So we'll see how that all pans out here before we leave you at the top of the hour. Doug and Daddy Show is where you can send your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's take a look at, as we told you, the Class B and C state tournaments begin today for the seniors. The B state tournament gets underway in Schuyler tomorrow. In the first round, Valparaiso will battle Central City at 11. Omaha Roncalli will play Holdridge at 2. Gretna plays Gehring at 5. Schuyler and Nebraska City play at 8. Class C gets underway today, and in the first game already underway, Dakin Meridian is playing David City. Then coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon, St. Paul will take on Elkhorn Mount Michael. Wakefield takes on Alma at 5 o'clock, and the host Tri-County will take on Creighton at 8 o'clock. So that's what's going on, and the state tournaments, best of luck to the area teams as they continue to battle for state championships. And again, Kearney Runza will play host to Papillion-La Vista South in the Class A playoff final tomorrow night at Memorial Field. Kearney seeking their first state championship since 1990, as we talked with Steve Sponberg, the head coach, earlier in the show. They're 45-5 of the season. Papillion-La Vista South is 29-11, and the teams play at Memorial Field in Kearney tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We encourage you to go out and cheer on Kearney. Both these teams are heading on to American Legion regional tournaments. One team will be headed off to Blue Springs, Missouri. One will be heading off to Grand Prairie, Texas. And whoever wins those eight-team regionals heads to the American Legion World Series in Spokane, Washington. Before we take a sports break here for a sports update, let's take a look at the current leaderboard at the Cox Classic. And it is still Kyle Thompson on top of the leaderboard. He is 6-under today through 15. That puts him at 14-under for the tournament. And currently he has a 3-shot lead over Morgan Hoffman, who's 5-under today. He's at 11-under. Also on the course right now, a couple of guys are setting at 10-under par, including Dickie Pride and Mr. Watkins. Aaron Watkins doing a great job there at 10-under. Tommy Ganey is in the clubhouse at 9-under. So is Jason Gore. A.J. Elgert is 9-under. The Nebraska native, 5-under on his round today through 11 holes. He's still got a chance to make some moves here today, currently sitting at 9-under par. Let's try and update you on a couple of the guys that we have been following throughout the time here. Yesterday, Barry Hansen shot a 6-under par 65. Well, today he is even through 12 holes and continues to stay at 6-under par. He is playing in the group with Brandon Crick and John Peterson. And Crick, after birdie in 10, has bogeyed a hole, so he is 2-under through 12. And he sets at 5-under par for the day. And John Peterson, after getting it to 5-under, has also bogeyed. So he's 1-under today through 12. He's at 4-under, probably going to have to get to 5-under to have a chance to make the cut. 6-under will probably guarantee you playing the weekend. We'll have more from the Cox Classic right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the sports update on ESPN. Well, no surprise here, former Nebraska defensive lineman Adamakin Sue and Iowa State distance runner Lisa Cole have been named the Big 12 Athletes of the Year. Sue was the number two pick in the NFL draft by Detroit after being named a finalist for the Heisman Trophy and winning several national awards. He graduated in December and recently donated $2.6 million to Nebraska. Sue is the only Nebraska lineman to lead the team in tackles in consecutive seasons. Cole is a four-time NCAA champion, with three of the titles coming this year. She won the indoor 5,000 meters and the outdoor 5,000 and 10,000 meters. She graduated in 3 years and is currently in her second year of veterinary school at Iowa State. Tri-City Storm has announced their 60-game regular season schedule for the 2010-2011 season. The Storm will open the regular season at the Viero Event Center on Friday, October 1st against the Lincoln Stars and finish the season against the Stars at home on Saturday, April 9th. Tri-City will play 8 games each against Fargo, Lincoln, Omaha, Sioux City, and Sioux Falls, and only 2 games each against Des Moines, Dubuque, and the rest of the league. Andy Sajovic came from 5 strokes down with 16 holes to play to win the Nebraska State Amateur Golf Championship yesterday at the Happy Hollow Country Club in Omaha. Sajovic, who is a freshman at UNC Charlotte, shot a final round 2-under par 69 for a 4-round total of 282. Former Nebraska golfer Ryan Neufeld was second with a 284. Andy's dad John and Mike Koopman of Lincoln tied for third with a 288. We'll mark your calendars for October 16th. That's when Texas battles Nebraska at Memorial Stadium. The Longhorns beat the Huskers 13-12 in last year's Big 12 championship game in Dallas. That was followed by Nebraska's jump to the Big 10 conference and the runout video that surfaced earlier this month that ended with the words, "Beat Texas." Speaking of Big 12 media days in Dallas this week, Texas head coach Mack Brown says the Huskers are back.
Nebraska's back. Their team is one now that's talking about conference championship. They're talking about playing in the national scene. I love going to Lincoln. Those fans are the best in the country. They're fun. They gave us a standing ovation when Ricky Williams was leaving the field in 98, and he just gained 150 yards, and I thought it was the best moment in sportsmanship I've ever seen. But that should be a great game, and it's fun. Regardless of the championship game last year, regardless of the buildup, regardless of the video, the fans were going to be pumped, the stadium was going to be full, and the team was going to play hard. So I don't think any of that stuff has any bearing on the game.
Texas has three close wins over Nebraska at Memorial Stadium, 20-16 in 1998, 27-24 in 2002, and 22-20 in 2006. That's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
What says summer more than a round of golf, hot dogs, and soda? Indian Head Golf Course, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, says summer with a season-long offer. Tee off between 11 and 1 any Monday through Thursday with a cart and get a free hot dog and soda. It's state-of-the-art. It's state-of-the-game. It's the midday special at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, where the fun begins. IndianHeadGolf.com.
This day in sports, July 30th, 1933, Cardinal great Dizzy Dean set what was then a major league record by striking out 17 Cubs. Back in the 30s, Dizzy and his teammate and brother Daffy were both outstanding pitchers, and they also weren't afraid of hamming it up for the press.
Well, Diz, the Senate race will soon be on again. How's that ham hock of yours feel?
Well, I hope that I can win 25 or 30 more games this year with that baby, and I think that I can squeeze 30 more games out of it this year.
Dizzy Dean strikes out 17. This day in sports.
The Nugget Daddy Show rolls on from Omaha in Champions Run, home of the 2010 Cox Classic. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, glad to be along with you on the program today. And, Daddy, we're heading into the weekend. The temperatures aren't too bad. And what a great time to grill out. And, oh, what a great time to start working up the BLTs, which when you've got the tomatoes out of your garden, the fresh lettuce, and then where could Dan Hawkins possibly get his bacon?
Well, it's pretty much a no-brainer. Troutman's Quality Meats. It's Cross Bob Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Whether you're talking bacon, you just want to grill some burgers. The best ground beef around. You cannot beat Troutman's ground beef. You can't beat their bacon. I'm telling you, folks, we say it all the time on here. Once you have Troutman's bacon, you will not buy bacon anywhere else. It is that good. Try the baked beans as well. They go perfect down there. Cooler along with all the sausages right out of the smokehouse. Whether you want the State Fair brat, whether you're looking for the Polish sausage, whether you're looking for a kielbasa, they've got them all. Troutman's Quality Meats is where it is. Hey, pick up a great selection of steaks. They're all aged a minimum of 30 days for peak tenderness and the flavorness in them is wonderful. It will ooze out, people. Troutman's Quality Meats is where it is. Beer and wines as well to go with your steaks. Hey, check out the Green Mountain Grill as well. Kerry will tell you all about it. He's got one and loves the Green Mountain Grill.
Kerry just said this morning, check out the Italian and garlic sausage that they have just whipped up this morning to go along with that bacon for your BLTs. Folks, it doesn't matter whether you're fixing a huge meal or just something for yourself, whether it's a weekend affair or an evening steak, it's the best. Age 30 days for the best flavor and fresh ground beef. Fresh steak. It's all right there. You can't miss them. Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend, right across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Another bit of news this morning, Daddy, Indomitian Sue and Miss Cole from Iowa State, a trackster. Sue, obviously everybody knows about Indomitian Sue. They have been named the Big 12 athletes of the past year. And you look at that, and Sue did some great things, obviously. But to win that honor over every other athlete in the Big 12 Conference is quite an honor. And, of course, he deserves it. Blake Griffin, I believe, got it last year, the basketball player from Oklahoma, along with Courtney Paris. You know, you got a Kelsey Griffin that was the female nominee for Nebraska, but the track and cross-country star from Iowa State wins the award. Another one for Sue. I'd have to imagine that's his last collegiate award.
Well, you know what you would think, but he's so heavily decorated, the most decorated football player in Nebraska history. I think that's undoubtedly so. Now you're waiting for him to get signed. The dominoes started to fall yesterday. About six or seven of those first-rounders started to go. So once that list starts to shrink, more dominoes will fall with how those other people were paid, including Tim Tebow, $8.4 million guarantee, about a $33 million deal, I believe. That's quite wild for 3 weeks or a month before the draft, people not knowing if he'd be drafted, what position he would play. Well, the Broncos think he's going to get a chance to play, apparently. And he's probably going to get a chance to play, I would assume, this year if they're going to pay him that much money.
It's interesting. He's going to get his shot. Will some of the other guys, Jimmy Clausen and Colt McCoy, and some of those quarterbacks also get their shots as things continue to progress?
You know, that's what we're going to have to wait and see. You certainly hope so. You think get some young blood in the NFL. You know, quarterback turnover is one of those things. You've either got one of those teams that has a quarterback that's pretty much the mainstay in that lineup, or you're looking for your quarterback. You're looking for that franchise guy to step up and lead your team back to prominence, whoever they may be. But, will Sam Bradford get signed, get to camp, and start looking like he could be the number one guy in St. Louis? We'll have to wait and see on him as well.
If you'd like to email the program, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you. And a lot more we're expecting next week when it comes to the sporting world as we get ready for the high school fall sports season here in 2010. But, Daddy, again, I think it's also when we're going to find out officially about the University of Nebraska at Kearney. RMAC football days is coming up next week on Wednesday, and word is we may hear something then.
Yeah, word is that's the day the announcement will be made. We'll have to wait and see. Hopefully we'll be able to get a comment by Chancellor Christensen or from John McBride before that takes place. But, we're looking forward to that, and obviously looking forward to having one of those two guys answer more of those questions, especially where will the money for scholarships come from, because as more and more people you run into here in Omaha from our area, they want to know. You know, to put somebody out there that's got a full allotment of scholarships, to put somebody out there that does, you know, that doesn't have the numbers of scholarships like Kearney would have, essentially to enter that conference, looks to be an overmatched deal where you could get people hurt, and that's not something you want to put people in danger of. So we'll have to wait and see on that. We'll try and get you more of those answers. Also next week, Cody Glenn, linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, is set to join us as well. So Colts don't go to camp until the end of next week, so we're looking forward to having Cody back on the program.
Any other special guests that you have lined up? So I know you've been stalking.
Well, I stalked a tournament leader. Apparently, I didn't stalk him hard enough.
we were expecting Stephen Bowditch to join us here, and apparently that's not going to happen, even though he's got a cool Australian accent.
He does have a cool Australian accent. He dates one of those Fox girls on Fox Sports, too, so he's got a hot girlfriend. Lives in the Dallas area. You're a really good guy.
I'm surprised we haven't heard from number two fan today, speaking of hot girlfriends. Let's remind folks that Kearney High School will be holding their fall sports parent meeting Monday night at 7 o'clock in the school's auditorium. All parents of fall athletes are to attend. In addition, they're not encouraged to attend. They want you to attend. In addition to the individual sports meetings, parental consent forms and activity tickets will be available for purchase as well. So it's all right there. Kearney High School holding their annual fall sports parent meeting coming up Monday night, 7 o'clock, and that will be in the Kearney High School auditorium. All parents of fall athletes, please attend. If for some reason you cannot attend, call the Kearney office, athletic director's office, get a hold of Mark Armstrong, and they want to make sure that all the kids are set up and ready to go for the 2010 fall sports season, which is less than a month away, Daddy.
Yeah, that's one of those kind of like weightlifting is optional in the summer. It's saying parents, be there. It's that simple. They need to have you there. They need to go over the rules with you so you understand them. You'll sign off, and then it's go time for the student athletes.
Well, we're looking forward to getting back into the studio next week. Again, we're going to have a lot more to offer you when it comes to football. We've got a lot more folks that we're going to be talking with from our talks at Big 12 Media Day, including Taylor Potts from Texas Tech. We'll also be catching up with some Kansas State players. We'll also be hearing from Ron Franklin from ESPN. Had a chance to chat with him, the voice. We'll catch up with some of the folks from Colorado, like Jaleel Brown. He was a great interview. You'll get to hear from him. We'll hear from Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert on the show next week as well. Also, we'll be catching up with Jared Crick, as we told you, on Monday's program. A&M quarterback Gerard Johnson is going to join us on the program in the upcoming days as well. So all of that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show over the next week to 2 weeks from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you exclusively on the Doug and Daddy Show by Bruce Furniture. Stop by, see Doug and Michael Bruce. They are going to make the great deals for you to get your home up to your standards for the fall of 2010. We're going to take one final break. We'll update the leaderboard here at the Cox Classic and wrap up our week right after this.
We all want a beautiful lawn this year, but who wants to spend their entire summer mowing it? See Harold Korb of Korb Walker Mowers in Minden for a premier mower that operates easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are accomplished with one-hand fingertip control on the steering levers and an excellent grass handling system. You can have the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. Call Harold to set up a demonstration on your property. Spend more time enjoying your lawn this summer, not mowing it.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The following sponsors are proud to support the area youth involved with the Buffalo County Fair, 4-H, and Livestock Auction. First Bank in Shelton, Kirshner Implement, Sorensen Construction in Kearney, Exchange Bank in Gibbon, CHS Agri-Services, Ravenna Sanitation, the Nelson Agency, Exchange Bank in Minden, Ravenna Sanitation, Statler Implement, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, Hand Machining, and Pleasanton Irrigation. For complete results, check out our websites at kkpr.com.
It's been a busy time, and we're glad you've been with us for all the Doug and Daddy shows the last week. If you missed any of them, all you have to do is go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com and listen to the great interviews from Big 12 Media Day in Dallas, all the folks that we've caught up with here during the last 2 days at the Cox Classic in Omaha. It's all right there for you on our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, the Lofton Courtyard, a great place to hang out. If you can't make it to the 19th hole here at the Cox Classic, then you just as well have fun with great bands and great food tonight, tomorrow night at the Courtyard in Kearney.
Speaking about great bands, Lemon Fresh Day last night, rocking the 19th hole. I mean, I know you were enjoying it, Doug. Never saw you dance like that before. That was amusing.
They didn't even make us put our shirts back on.
No,
how cool was that?
Getting after it, I tell you what. And then Grand Theft Girlfriend, supposed to be one of the hottest bands in Omaha, coming tomorrow night. So if you want to rock out, if you want to just dance the night away, this is the place for you.
Well, we've had a great time here the last couple of days at the Nationwide Tour event. We want to thank Chad Martin, the tournament director, Barry Krehoff, media relations, and all the folks that have helped us put on this last couple of days, to Jerry and Tim and all the folks that have helped us and been our special guests. We want to thank them. And before we leave, we'll do the leaderboard. Merritt, is everything okay with you today? Are you ready for the weekend? Are we good? Is everything okay? Is everything good?
Yeah, I'm just excited to see you guys on Monday, and then you're gone on Tuesday.
Daddy, are you excited to see Merritt Monday?
Yeah, I'm going to put the little rascal, you know, give him a big hug when I get back. Well, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm so glad to hear it. So glad to hear it. As coverage of the Cox Classic, check it out for score updates on PGATour.com, CoxClassic.com. They will keep you up to date. Well, I guess as we're winding down things here in the last couple of minutes of the week, Let's look at the leaderboard one final time. It's still Kyle Thompson who is leading this golf tournament, although he's given one back. He is 13 under with two holes to go. He's 5 under on his round today. A new name that has made a little move here since our last update, David Mathis. He shot a 7 under par 64 today, and that is not even the low round of the day. He is at 11 under along with Mr. Hoffman. Morgan Hoffman is 5 under through 12. He's at 11 under. We've got five golfers at 10 under, including A.J. Elgert. The Nebraskan is 6 under through 12. He is in a tie for fourth at 10 under par. Dickie Pride is there. The low round so far of the day has been turned in by James Hahn. Hahn fires an 8 under par 63 today, and he is tied for fourth at 10 under par at this moment. So, Daddy, just when you think things are turning, somebody always finds a way to put a low number out there.
Well, they know they're out there, especially with the conditions. This morning it was damp and misted. Actually, light rain at one time this morning. So hopefully the sun is starting to try and break through the clouds now. It's going to make it for an awful hot and muggy afternoon, and will firm things up. So the low numbers, you got to think, were out there this morning. Obviously, there's still birdies out there for the guys this afternoon, but the greens will be firmer.
I think that cut's going to be right around 5 under, which right now is tied for 46th. 4 under is tied for 52nd, but these guys that have yet to tee off, they're going to keep moving up the leaderboard. And right now, John Peterson, the former Kearney Country Club pro, Miracle Hills pro, playing in his second Cox Classic, 1 under on his round today through 12 holes, so he's 4 under for the tournament. And Brandon Crick, he birdied two of his first four holes, but really hasn't done much since that point. He is still 2 under for his round today and also through 12, so he is 5 under for the tournament. Mr. Henson, their playing partner, was 6 under yesterday, and he is still 6 under here today. So I guess that's it. We can play the close and get out of here. Our last minute of the Doug and Daddy Show on the road. We want to thank all the fine folks that joined us on the program here today, including Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, also the golf writer. He's got to do some cool things like go up and play Valentine and talk to Jack Nicklaus at Dismal here in the last month and now covering the Cox Classic. We also want to thank the golfers that joined us, Omaha native Scott Gucheski, former Nebraska golfer Brady Schnell, also to Cindy Chabot with the Nebraska Organ and Tissue Donor Coalition, one of the great charities that receives and helps out here at the Cox Classic, also to Missouri quarterback Blaine Gabbert, and to Kearney Runza coach Steve Sponberg as they get ready to play Pavilion La Vista South in the Class A playoff final tomorrow night at 6 at Memorial Field.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Bye now.
Can we get directions? How do we get back to Kearney? What I-80 goes where? Okay, we'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.